American Poetry, an Introduction. Poetry can sometimes be elusive, the real meaning layered beneath another. In this volume, American poets give voice to their nation, their hopes and aspirations. Whitman, Emerson, and Dickinson are joined by Poe, Holmes, Dunbar, and others to pleasure our ears and minds with a rambling stroll through their works. It doesn't define America, but it captures her mood and flavors her soul at these early times in the American dream.
The Wild Honeysuckle by Philip Freneau. Fair flower that dost so comely grow, hid in this silent, dull retreat. Untouched, thy honeyed blossoms blow, unseen thy little branches greet. No roving foot shall crush thee here, no busy hand provoke a tear. By nature's self in white arrayed, she bade thee shun the vulgar eye, and planted here the guardian shade, and sent soft waters murmuring by. Thus quietly thy summer goes, thy days declining to repose. Smit with those charms that must decay, I grieve to see your future doom. They died, nor were those flowers more gay, the flowers that did in Eden bloom. Unpitying frosts and autumn's power shall leave no vestige of this flower. From morning suns and evening dews, at first thy little being came. If nothing once, you nothing lose, for when you die, you are the same. The space between is but an hour, the frail duration of a flower.
A Psalm of Life by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Life that shall send a challenge to its end, and when it comes, say, "Welcome, friend." But the heart of the young man said to the psalmist, "Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act, that each tomorrow find us farther than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb, driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, however pleasant, let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the glorious present, heart within and God o'erhead." Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and, departing, leave behind us footsteps on the sands of time. Footsteps that, perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait.